presentations at Listen Up Tulsa 2013 came in many varieties. Topics included transitional housing for youth.
I believe that housing, you have to get the basics. I mean, there's a hierarchy of needs. If your basic needs aren't met, we can't move on.
Self-harm.
Because self-harm is treated as such a abnormal activity, a lot of agencies don't give attention to it, which is why a lot of people don't get treated for it.
The relationship between sports and academics.
Look, teens that play sports are happier, in a better mood, and less stressful. When I'm playing soccer, I don't worry about school much, and the day after that, I'm ready for school and all the work.
Procrastination.
If I put a hold on my plans, then I will never get there, and I have to find something that will get me off of my couch and start going on. And I think college is my priority, so that's what motivates me the most.
Abortion.
We're looking for a way to prevent abortion. So if that means we're preventing pregnancy by informing young teenagers about sex and providing birth control, then if that's what we have to do, then that's what we have to do.
Bullying in schools.
Because some teachers really don't do anything, and that's the problem. And there needs to be something done about it, because it's not right to just sit there and let a child, you know, be tortured like that. As you're an adult, you should have common sense and know enough about it to stop it before it's escalated even more.
The challenges facing young immigrants.
Another solution is that community panel members need to be trained in how to have a better communications with the young immigrants.
And coming full circle, a final presentation on housing for transitional age youth.
Right now, I'm just kind of burning some time, just chilling out at the day center till the library opens. After that, we're going to go to drop-in. Got soccer practice at 1:30.
That last speaker is a 20-year-old named Josh Smith who's homeless. His presentation included a video that he produced about a typical weekend in the life of a young homeless person.
You come in here and start disrespecting us, and you have a filthy mouth.
A shelter administrator tells off a homeless teen as Smith records. His powerful presentation earned him the Listen Up Conference's top prize, a $500 startup grant designed to help implement solutions in the community. The presentation by Scarlett Cortez and Ali Shellhorn on self-harm won the second prize grant of $250. And the Bama Company provided two impromptu grants to presenters. The first went to Madison Lee, who presented on bullying, and the second went as a matching grant to Josh Smith as well. Here's Isaac Rocha with Bama, who was a panelist during the event. The panel of business and community leaders listened to the day's presenters, helped workshop the students' proposals, and voted on the best and most easily implementable projects.
Yeah, these were hard, challenging issues. It was great to see just the youth kind of engaged and excited to present to the community about these topics.
As for Josh Smith, he doesn't yet have a specific plan for the grant money, but he does know he wants to spread more awareness about the challenges facing homeless youth, long wait lines to get into transitional housing, and a lack of youth-oriented housing, to name a few. He'd like to make more films, and maybe one day take some film classes. Right now, his plan is to work on getting into a welding program at Tulsa Tech, but then...
And then I'm going to go back for culinary arts, and I'm going to find a school that does photography, so wish me luck.
I'm Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.